Good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's Tefillah Shir. Shir number 118. Chof Beis Tammuz, Toshin Samach Tes, July 13, 2009. Tonight, the 16th Bracha Shmin Esrei, Shema Kuleinu. In Mitzvah Shem tonight, we'll break up the Shir in three sections. We'll give a Hakdama to the Tefillah to explain what we're talking about. We'll try to explain two words from the davening, from this bracha, two words, specifically one word, and we'll try to learn a very important lesson from a story that took place in the late 1700s. Three parts of tonight's shir. Let's begin with the bracha. We'll read over the bracha and see what we have in front of us. Shema Kuleinu Hashem Elokeinu Chus V'Rachem Oleinu. We daven to Hashem to hear our voice. Chus V'Rachem Oleinu. Tonight we will not discuss it, but we see this Chus V'Rachem. The commentaries discuss the difference between the word Chus and Rachem. We'll translate it loosely tonight just to have compassion on us. The Kabel V'Rachem V'Rotzen Es Tefillaseinu. We daven to Hashem to accept our tefillah, our prayers, compassionately and willingly. Kikel shemeh tefillah sesachnu nimato, because you, the Almighty God, are shemeh tefillah sesachnu nimato. You hear the tefillahs and the supplications. Umilfanecho malkeinu, and in front of your presence, our King, reiko malti shiveinu, Hashem, we daven to you, don't turn us back empty-handed. Please answer our tefillahs. Why? Ki ato shemea tefilos amcho yisov rachmin, because you, Hashem, you hear the tefillah, the prayers of amcho Yisrael, of your people Yisrael, berachim, with compassion. And we end, baruch ato Hashem shemea tefilah. You, Hashem, you hear the prayers of Klal Yisrael. Shemea tefilah. You hear our tefilos. As we know, we always ask the question, what is the connection, the relationship between the previous bracha and this bracha? And with that, we'll discuss, as the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph tells us in the top, the connection is as follows. The Gemara says, V'kevin Shibah David, once David HaMelech came along, Mashiach ben David, Sh'olav HaKavon Birchas Es Tzemach David, Basa Tefillah. We know, as last week discussed, Es Tzemach David, Mashiach Tzidkenu, that's the Tefillah that discusses David HaMelech. The Gemara continues, once David HaMelech came along, Basa Tefillah, we had Tefillah. So the Gemara says that the bracha of Shema Kuleinu is a bracha of Tefillah, acceptance of Tefillah. The Gemara brings a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nunvav, pasuk Zayin. V'aviyoyisim al ha'kotshi, I will bring them into my holy mountain. V'simachnim veis tefilosi, and make them joyful in my house. Ki beisi veis tefilo yikari l'chol ha'amim. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the people. Ki beisi veis tefilo. So we see this theme of David HaMelech and Tefillah. So why do we have Es Tzemach David and then Shema Kuleinu? Because as the Gemara tells us, David HaMelech comes along, Mashiach is here, we have a rebuilt Yerushalayim, and now we have the ultimate makom, the time, the place, where Tefillah can exist in its highest level. Rav Chaim Feilein is that's our last obvious question. We have tefillah three times a day. We only have tefillah when David Melech comes along. Basa tefillah. David Melech comes and now we have tefillah. And as we can understand, I'm sure that tefillah with a base of Migdash is not a tefillah without a base of Migdash. And that's what he answers. Tefillah, when Hashem's Shechina, Hashem's presence is dwelling there in front of us, is not the same tefillah in Galus. David HaMelech says, I owe my life to Avraham Avinu. Last week we discussed David HaMelech recognizing how he owed his life to Adam HaRishon, because Adam said, I give you 70 years of my life. Now David HaMelech says, I owe my life to someone else as well. Who does he owe his life to? To Avraham Avinu. Because if we go back and look to the first tefillah in Shemoneh Esrei, in the whole entire Torah, the first tefillah, which is the first recorded davening ever, we have the conversation between Avraham Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu is davening for Sdoim, Anshi Sdoim, the people of Sdoim, to be saved. It's not to discuss it now. I still have a tremendous difficulty with all this tefillah Avraham Avinu has to daven for Sdoim. We all know what kind of people they were, but yet he davens and davens and davens. As we know, because of his tefillahs, the Malachim eventually come, and who do they say? They save Lot. Avraham Avinu's nephew, David HaMelech, we know, is a descendant from Lot. Rus HaMoyavio comes from Lot. David HaMelech says, I owe my life to you, Avraham Avinu, because of your tefillah. And he says in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuftes, Pasuk Dalet, V'ani tefillah, I am tefillah, my essence, my mohos, my being is tefillah. That's how David HaMelech explains himself. Person wants to know, what is the essence of somebody, what is his makeup? David HaMelech says, my makeup is tefillah. He says in Tehillim, Nun he yud ches, Erev avoike v'tzarayim masicho v'heme v'yishma koili. Erev avoike v'tzarayim, evening, morning, and noon, I supplicate and moan. V'yishma koili, and he Hashem, he hears my voice. The Radak explains, Erev avoike v'tzarayim, these three times a day refer to the three different positions that the sun is in. In the evening, the sun, go outside right now and try to find the sun vanishes. It's vanished, it's gone. At dawn, that's Erev. Vavoyker, when Saharayim, dawn it appears, and at noon it reaches its zenith, explains the Radak. David HaMelech is teaching us that just like the sight of the sun is always changing, Erev avoike v'tzaharayim, asicha v'hemeh v'yishma koili, evening, morning, and noon, I supplicate and moan, and He, Hashem, hears my voice. So too man should never be stagnant and stay in one position. As the Mishnah in Perkei Avos tells us, Udula Moisef Yosef, we don't go up, we go down. The message David HaMelech takes from the sun is throughout the three different times of the day. It's in three different positions. We ourselves should not stay in one position. We have to continue climbing and going forward. Forward for self-improvement, self-transformation, for growth. Another message we take out from this pasuk, from David HaMelech over here, is the appreciation of the creation and the creator who created the creation. That there's a sun that in the evening it's in one position, it's visible in one way, and in the morning it's visible in the third and second way, and in the afternoon it's visible in the third way. To focus and appreciate these messages and to realize that there is a creator who creates. As we said, David HaMelech's main essence, his being, is tefillah. Isha tefillah. Vani tefillah. The Maral, in his parish, in his commentary on tefillah, he asks a very important question. We always call tefillah avodah. Tefillah is avodah shebelev. Ask the Maral a question. How can we call tefillah avodah? What does avodah mean? Avodah means, I serve you. What are we doing in tefillah? Hashem. Brains. Please, I'm davening for brains. Hashem. Parnasa. Don't forget that one. By the way, Hashem. Parnasa. Don't forget that one. Oh, I asked for it. Oh, once again, Hashem. Parnasa. It's usually the top of the list. By the way, refuah. Listen, I can't use all that money you're going to want to give me unless I'm healthy. We're asking for things and we're calling this avodah. How do we call this serving Hashem if we're asking to get things? This is the Maral's question. Nesivas Olam, Nesiv Avodah Perek Aleph. And Maral explains, the truth is, there is no greater avodah when one asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his needs. When a person stands in front of his Creator, in front of God, and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, I come and turn to you for parnasa, for health, for anything and everything, he is subjugating himself to that being, to that power, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, as the Maral says, that is avodah. That is serving Hashem. That is serving Hashem not to get something, but to acknowledge, I am nothing. And that is one of the main keys for tonight. V'ani tefillah. I am tefillah. What is tefillah? Tefillah, as the Tosefta tells us, in Psachim, is from the word of tefel, to be joined, to connect. Tefillah is to connect. Is to connect to Hashem. And we connect to Hashem when we acknowledge and we dive into Hashem for all of our needs. The Gemara Brachas tells us on Daf Yudam and Aleph that Chizkiyo Melch Yehuda was very sick and he was dying and he was being punished because he didn't want to have children. He saw that Menashe would come out from him. Yeshayah the Navi comes to him and tells him you have a short time to live. Chizkiyahu responds, stop. Stop talking like this. I have a Messiah from my great-great-grandfather, from David HaMelech. That even there, as explains Rashi, even if there is a razor-sharp blade on your neck, says Chizkiyahu to Yeshayah, one should never give up hope of davening to Hashem. Chizkiyahu davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem heals him and gives him 15 more years of life. What do we see from this Gemara? Tefillah is more powerful than nevuah, than prophecy. The Navi comes along and tells him, you will die. And he says, Chizkiyahu says back, no. My grandfather David HaMelech taught me not like this. Vani tefillah. His essence, David's essence of tefillah, of joining himself, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are told as well, as we know, from Klal Yisrael, we were in Mitzrayim. We were going to be there for 400 years. But we were not there for 400 years. According to this explanation, we know the different calculations. It was the tefillah, the tzaakah, the crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that broke the gezeira, broke the decree. Hashem heard, Shema Koyleinu, Hashem heard our call, our voice. And He took us out. Let's continue with Chizkiyahu. The Gemara tells us Chizkiyahu, Melech Yehuda, Chizkiyahu hid a book. Which book did he hide? Sefer Refuos, the book of cures. The book, you open it up. I was just by a doctor a couple days ago, bad cough. Sometimes you try to make a joke, it doesn't work. This, I didn't try, but okay. A few nights ago, last week, in the middle of the night in my sleep, I woke up and uncontrollably I was coughing. It was going on for a long time. Baruch Hashem, I'm sure if you go back and listen to the previous shiurim, you'll hear coughing going on and off. That's what it was from, this cough. So my throat was hurting. Okay, Baruch Hashem, I went to the doctor. Hashem's the doctor. And I'm feeling much better. But Chizkiyahu took this book and he hid it. The Book of Cures. The question of Gifted Zatzal, the Tells of Shiva asks, how is he allowed to do that? How is he allowed to hide the Book of Cures? Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche Kol HaTorah. Person is obligated, and it's a mitzvah to mechalel Shabbos, to desecrate the Shabbos. When it comes to helping someone who's sick, who has to go to the hospital, whatever the case might be, if it's a situation of pikuach nefesh, Rav Gifted tells us a very powerful message. That the message from Chizkiyahu, Melech Yehuda, what he is teaching us, as was endorsed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Chazal, in the Gemara Psachim, Nachnun Vav and Beis explains and tells us how they agreed that he should hide the Sefer. That if a person does not acknowledge the refuah is coming from Hashem, Hashem is healing me, Hashem is curing me, but it's a book, then that's not worth living for. That's not a life worth living for. That's not a tefillah. That's not a tofa. That's not a connection between us and Hashem. Better not to have a life, Chizkiyahu is teaching us, than to have a life without a connection to Hashem. What is the task, the job of a melech? A melech, a king, is there to impose power over his servants, his nation, and to make sure they follow in the right footsteps. And they go on the right path. At first glance, this might be a little interesting to choose David HaMelech, a person who says, Ani tefillah, I am tefillah. What is tefillah? Tefillah is saying, I am nothing, I am nobody. As we said last week in the name of the Chiddush Yerim, that David, the name David, was Dalet Vav Dalet. He's Dal, he's poor, he's impoverished. He's Vav, even though he's so close and connected to Hashem in all the esoteric ways, but he's still Dalet. He's humble. He humbles himself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But yet, by David HaMelech, it is appropriate for him to be this Melech. Why? Because only by the nations of the world, a A melech is there to impose his power on his servants, as he is the only ruler. But David HaMelech is there to impose this power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. It comes through the king of flesh and blood. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. Ani v'roichiv al-chamar. We discussed last week as well. The pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Tes, pasuk Tes. In regards to Mashiach, we said that he will be an ani, a poor person, v'roichiv al-chamar, riding on a donkey. And we asked, and we'll ask again tonight, is Mashiach poor? The Tanchuma, in Parshas Toldos, Yudalad, tells us, Ze shomar kosub miato har hagodol lifnei Zerubbabel lemishor. Ze Mashiach ben David. Veloma nigra shmoi har hagodol. Shu godo in the ovois. Shinemar hine yaskil eved. Avdi yorum venosa vegovam oid. Yorum mi Avram venosa mi Moshe vegovam malchi asharis. Says the Tanchuma, is Mashiach poor? He is greater than Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, says the Tanchuma. He has aspects which is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. And in some ways he's even greater than Malachi Asharis. Yet we call Ani V'Reichiv Achamar. How do we understand that Mashiach, we say, Mashiach ben David, is an Ani? Of course, the answer, I think, from everything we've been saying tonight, is very clear. And that's because he takes his mahus, his essence, and he's mevatel himself. He subjugates himself totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's an ani, because kalapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he makes himself nothing. And this is our message, that once again, when we come to Davin, a person cannot stand in front of Hashem and expect his tefillahs to be answered. When he feels he has everything, when he feels he's in control of everything, he has to feel he's an un. He's a dal, he's impoverished. He has nothing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that can answer his tefillahs. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Or HaChaim Kuf Yutes and Kuf Yutes Sif Aleph that in Tefillah Shema Kaleinu is different than any other bracha we have in Shemoneh Esrei. In all the brachas, a person wants a daven for someone who's sick. In Birchas Rafa'inu, he wants a daven for someone who's sick. It has to be specifically in the bracha of Refuah that he davens for someone who is not well. A person wants a daven for someone Parnasa, he wants to add his own tefillah. It has to be specifically in Baruch Aleinu. It cannot be in Atochein Ladam Das that he davens for Refuah. It can't be in Baruch Aleinu that he davens for something else. In Shema Kaleinu, it's all inclusive. We have the opportunity to use our own language to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything we want. And in fact, we are implored to. As the Yairus Devash tells us, Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz, that in this tefillah, we should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything we want. And this tefillah, when it's coming from our own heart, with our own words, has even higher levels, because how can we say something when we don't know what we're saying in our own language? It's total sincerity. Now I want to quote the words from the Yairus Devash, from Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz. We've said this concept probably every single share more than once throughout the shir. So we can't leave it out again. What is it? He says as follows. In his pirush, in his explanation of Shema Kuleinu, he says, V'chol ma shekara loy minezek v'tzar, anything that happens to a person, let it be nezek, damage, or tzar, or discomfort, hakol mehashem hu, everything comes from Hashem. V'chein kol ma shehoya loy miharvach of ha'iden, hoya mehashem. And everything that happens to man, miharvach of ha'iden, in the good sense, pleasant, good life, it all comes from Hashem. We have to ingrain this concept into our system, and we constantly dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Yitzhahara doesn't put down his battle guard, his weapons, and he constantly attacks and wants us to forget this. Whether it's a situation when I tried coming here this morning to park and people park in the wrong spots, so I had to go across the street, up the hill, and park my car over there, when I'm not supposed to get upset. For whatever situation it might be, we have to realize Hashem is in charge. And the Yitzhahara constantly attacks us, no matter what the case might be, and tries to make us forget this. With little things. And the little things turn out to be a lot of little things. And if we don't recognize those little things, that everything is from Hashem, then there will be big things as well. Says the Yaras Devash earlier, in this Tfilo Shema Kuleinu, Yosim Kol Maga Moisov LaHashem Lispaloloi, we should put all the strength to down into Hashem, Al Kol Tzrocho, for everything we need. Afilo Davar Katan Oy Godo, the smallest thing we need, or the biggest thing we need. Daven to Hashem for it. Lo Yibotze Davar Mash Lo Yispaloloi LaHashem. There's not one thing we should exclude from our Tfilos to Hashem. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that takes care of the big ones is the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same God that takes care of the small ones. Shema Kuleinu. Listen to our voice. As we mentioned earlier, from Tehillim, David HaMelech said, that I dive into Hashem, you recognize Hashem, Erev Avoykev Etzaroim. The word Shema, the Sefer Tehillah LeDavid tells us, the initials, Shin Mem Ayin, Shachris Mincha and Arvis. So what does it mean, Shema Kuleinu? Why don't we say Shema Tefilah Seinu? Wouldn't that be more appropriate? Listen to our Tefilah. V'ani Tefilah, said David. I am Tefilah. I mevatel myself. I give myself over to you. I am nothing. So why do we say Shema Kuleinu? Listen to our voice. What is it called? Kuf Vav Lamed. A voice, a sound. As the Avnei Leo explains in the Sira Agro, that we daven to Hashem, listen to our sound that we make. A sound that even though we're not clear with our thought, we might not have the most kavana, we might not have the schus, the merit, for you to answer us. Shema Kuleinu, listen to our voice and answer our tefillah. Chus v'rachim, have compassion on us. Shema Kuleinu, we daven to Hashem, have compassion on us. And listen to our voice. Even though it's not with kavana, even though we don't merit it necessarily. Let's look at this word, kol, the voice, the sound. Where else do we find these words in the Torah? Avraham Avinu has a son, Yishmael, was not doing the right thing. Sarah says, I want him out. I don't want him influencing my son Yitzchak. I want him out of the house. Says the Pasuk, Bereishis Chafal of Yudbeis, Kol Asher Toimar Ileo Shema, Sarah Shema B'Koyla. Listen to her voice. Avram Avinu, the Avav Chesed, kindness, to throw out someone from the house. He brings the Arabs into his house. And now he's throwing out his own son? I can't do this. Hashem says, Shema B'Koyla. Listen to her voice. You don't understand it. It's irrelevant whether you understand or not. Shema B'Koyla. And he listens to her voice. Parshas Toldos, Perek Chavah, Pasuk Hei. Ekiv Hashem Shoma Avram B'Koyli. V'lo Yehir Acharai. We are told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when talking to Yitzchak, don't go down and leave Eretz Yisrael. Ekiv Hashem Shoma Avram B'Koyli. This that Avram Avinu listened B'Koyli to my voice. Whether he understood or not, he was Mahar. He didn't think after what I said, whether I understand or not. Avraham Avinu didn't say, I will listen to you, Hashem, because I understand you. The Koili, my voice, he didn't understand. The sound. And yet he still passed the Nisyonis, he fulfilled the tests. When Avraham Avinu went by Kedis Yitzchak, as Rav Chaim Freelander explains, Shema b'kol Hashem v'holach l'akoydes b'no. He went and heard the voice of Hashem. There was a contradiction going on here. You will have a child. This child will be the one who you'll have a nation from. Then he is told, take him up. And Avraham Avinu thinks he's doing a shechtin. Avraham Avinu thinks it's over. So there's a contradiction. The greatest contradiction man can ever live with. I should have a nation. How could I do that if I'm about to shechtin? Shema b'koili. The Kol Hashem. He doesn't ask, he just does. He listens to the sound, to the voice of Hashem. Where are we getting? What are we getting to? What is the message to take out from this? What are we davening for? Shema Koileinu Hashem Elokeinu. We will stand in front of Hashem in a few minutes from now. Emir Tzah Hashem. What are we going to have kavana when we say these two words? Shema Koileinu. So quickly, I just like to say my own. We say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. By the tefillah of Shema, the Sisi Chachamim tells us on the Perush in Brachas, all Machul Shemayim. We want Hashem to mekabel our tefillas. Shema Koileinu, let us mekabel all Machul Shemayim. Let us accept Hashem, whatever Hashem tells us, whether we understand or not. And then we come now to the message over here, the Koileinu. Rivka tells Yaakov Avinu, go and take the brachas. Titin emes le Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu's midah is emes. How can I go and trick my father? Vato b'ni, now my son, Shema b'koili. V'ashani mitzavos, that which I command you. Listen to my voice. Listen to what I tell you. Whether you understand it or not, go and get those brachas. We are davening Shema Koileinu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mida kinegen mida. Just like the Avos HaKadoshim, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To the Kol Hashem, the voice of Hashem, whether they understood or not, so too we are davening to Hashem. We might not have any schus, any merit, any personal schus. But there's a schus always. They listened to you. They didn't necessarily understand. They heard your call. They heard your voice. Hashem, Shema Koleinu. Listen to our voice. We don't deserve it, but the schus always. They did it. In that merit, in their merit. Please listen to our voice. This is the bracha, this is the kavan we're having over here. Shema Koleinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Chus V'Rachim Aleinu. Hashem, please listen to our voice. As we said a few weeks ago, that the Meraglim, what was the Lashon Hara they spoke? The Lashon Hara they said was, B'sinas Hashem, Hashem hates us. What is one way for us to misakin this hate, to correct this hate? When we do things, when we don't understand, but we realize Avinu, Avarachamon, Hashem is our loving, merciful Father. This is Shema B'Koili. This is an expression of listening to Hashem's voice. This is an expression how the son loves his father, because he does what his father says, regardless of whether or not he understands. They said, Sinas Hashem. Hashem hates us. We do, even though we don't understand. And now we come to part 3. In the late 1700s, in Hungary, there was a small group Chassidim, beggars. They were known, well known. They tried to do anything to get a dollar. Moshe, the head of this whole group, he figured enough is enough. We have to grow. He must have heard our tefillah shir. We have to grow. Look at the sun. Can't stay where we are. Moshe has an idea. He would see the Rebbe's coming in to town. And the townspeople would throw the money at the Rebbe's. The Gevirim, the wealthy men of the town, would discuss with each other who's going to host this Rebbe today and who's going to host this Rebbe next time. That's what Moshe was impressed with. Not the Tayyar, not the Nagunim, not the Kedusha from the Rebbe. On a rainy night, Moshe approaches his fellow beggars, the cohorts, and he says to them, I have a plan. And he explains to them his plan. I will be a Rebbe. You will be my Hasid. We'll go into town. I'll give brachas. I see how to do it. I'll daven the long shuvah esrei. I've seen them. I know what to do. And they look at him, they laugh at him. Moshe the Rebbe. The rain continues pouring down on them. He says, you want to stay out here all night? This is what you want with your life? They listen to him. They figure, you know what? Maybe he's saying something. So, Beryl, one of the Hasidim, one of these cohorts, he goes to one of the villages nearby. He says, did you hear who's coming? The Floma Rebbe. They look at him, the who? He says, you haven't heard of the Floma Rebbe? He gives them one look. They feel embarrassed. I didn't hear the Floma Rebbe. They don't say anything. Beryl goes around spreading word out in the Shtiblach. The Floma Rebbe is coming. The Floma Rebbe. The whole town starts getting excited. The Rebbe, the Floma Rebbe is coming. The Gevirim start talking. The Gvirim start talking, who's going to host the Flumer Rebbe? The next day comes along the Flumer Rebbe with the Hasidim, with a strangle and a Bekisha, looks the part, comes in, he's Gvir, takes him in, hosts him in the house. Day after day, people come in with requests. Rebbe, I need a bracha. Yes, here's the bracha. He downloads along Shemin Esrei. They're raking it in, doing great financially. He's doing great part of being a Rebbe. The week's almost over. Hershel comes in, the Gabbai of the Rebbe of Moshe. He tells him, we're doing great. They get a knock on the door. They figure, yeah, they'll let him in. Another person coming to ask the Rebbe for a bracha. He goes to the Rebbe's private chambers. He speaks with the Flumer Rebbe. And he says to him, Rebbe, I need a bracha for my daughter. No problem! Your daughter should find the shidduch right away. No, Rebbe. That's not what I'm here for. My daughter is not a marriageable age. She's too young. Rebbe, my daughter is very sick. I need a bracha for to have a refuah shleima. All of a sudden, the Flumer Rebbe is no longer the Flumer Rebbe. Moshe is quiet. He thinks to himself, what have I done? What can I tell him? He says to his father, please come back, I need a few minutes. He leaves. The Hasidim come in. They tell Moshe, we did it! This is great! Moshe tells them it's over. They said, what? He said, you heard me, it's over. Over? We just started! We're finished here, we'll go to the next town! Moshe explained to them what just happened. He said, until now, a bracha for this, a bracha for that. Okay, fine. A tefillah here, a tefillah there. What should I tell him? Your daughter will get better? And what happens if she dies? Moshe says enough is enough. The man comes back and he tells the man, I can't help you. The man cries to him and says, no, you have to help. Moshe cries out to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, I'm a crook, a thief. Don't hold it against this man. He's crying to Hashem to cure his daughter. He leaves town, he starts walking out, he leaves his shrimal and Bekesha behind, the Hasidim, so it calls Hasidim. Leave as well. Everybody's running after him. They say, you really left the Bekesh to Rebbe. He doesn't pick up his head. He has tears in his eyes. Finally, seeing a man comes, grabs his arm. Rebbe! Rebbe! No. Rebbe! What'd you do to my daughter? Turns around. You healed her! You cured her! She's sitting up! Let's take this lesson to heart. No matter what chatoim a person might have done, the Yitzhar says Hashem won't listen to us. But a tefillah, a sincere tefillah, amida and dima, the same letters. Because a tefillah with tears, says the Yaros Devash, will not go unanswered. Let's be zoiche to have proper tefillah. Thank you.